So there is a test which has been developed to measure the antioxidant level in foods, and this test is known as the ORAC assay. It stands for Oxygen Radical Absorbance Capacity. This has now become the standard test used by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to measure the potency of antioxidants in foods. An antioxidant level of a food is expressed in what's called ORAC units. This ORAC measures both the capacity of the antioxidants and the time that the antioxidant takes to react. So, even though an ORAC assay won't tell you everything about the antioxidant content of a food, it's a good indicator. A good rule of thumb is for humans to eat around 5,000 ORAC units per day, but most people rarely reach this amount. And this is why it's a good idea to eat a variety of fruits and veggies to get enough of the antioxidants, because different foods have widely different amounts. Of course, foods have many other nutritional properties as well as antioxidants, such as vitamins and minerals, so this is why you have to eat lots of different foods. But believe it or not, goji berries has the highest ORAC units of any food.
Wow.
Just to give you an example, just so you can think about it, tomatoes get the ORAC score of 195, whereas spinach has 1,770 and apples is 218. Okay, now with apples, with that 218 score, you would have to eat 2,294 grams per day in order to get your 5,000 ORAC units per day.
That sounds like a lot of apples. I don't think I could fit that in my stomach.
That's why we eat a lot of different foods. But listen to this one. Goji berries have 25,300 as an ORAC score.
It sounds like goji berries are the Everest of antioxidant fruits.
Good one, Mike. That's right, the Everest, just right up there in the Himalayas. If you really want to have a high antioxidant food, you can combine goji berries and dark chocolate, because dark chocolate has an ORAC score of 13,120. That's really, that's like second highest.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.